Someone asked me a few days after Hanukkah how my vacation was. I answered that I am still bechofesh. I am still on vacation. He asked me why I am still on vacation a week after Hanukkah. I told him, bechofesh is also the acronym for the four things we all have to deal with in life. All of life's problems usually fall under one of four categories. Bri'ut, which is health. Chinuch, parenting. Parnasa, livelihood. Shalom bayit, peace with your spouse or the people in your life. Our job in life is to juggle those four. Rabbi Geiser taught us as coaches that if the difficult problems in life are hard to solve, the reason is usually because the problems are a solution for some other problem. A parenting problem can be solved with time, thought, money, or patience. But the reason why a parent may lack these resources is because those resources are already invested to a great extent in his livelihood. I can't get to the gym and care for my health because I don't have the time to make time for it, because my time is invested in one of the other three, etc., etc. Lately, I invented an awareness game that I play with my kids. It's called the ingredients game. I take something out of the refrigerator, something that everyone eats, and I ask the kids what the main ingredient is. What is the second most important ingredient? What is the third? Most of the time, we do not pay any attention to the ingredients of the things we eat. And most of the time, we do not realize what percentage of our time, money, and effort is invested in any one of the four above-mentioned factors. Usually, not even 20% of our resources are spent on chinuch, on parenting, despite the fact that our children are 100% of our future. This is something we all know, but something we all forget or choose to forget too often. Probably the person who changed the world the most over the last years was Steve Jobs. What was his motivation? What kept Steve going? And I quote, "Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Being the richest man in the cemetery doesn't matter to me. Going to bed at night saying, we've done something wonderful, that's what matters to me." Eliyahu HaNavi asked God, "Master of the world, with what will a poor man's name be remembered before you? A rich man is remembered because of his money, his silver and gold, for his precious stones and diamonds and all types of fancy utensils he acquired. But the poor man, how will he be remembered?" In other words, a rich man has the ability to put his name on a yeshiva building, on an Aron HaKodesh. He can donate a shul, and these will bear his name. But the poor man has nothing with his name on it to keep the memory of his name before God. And God answered Eliyahu, "The poor man will be remembered through his children. The son reads the Torah in shul, and people ask, who's that man's father? The son asks a good question in the study hall, and people ask, who is the one who asked that question? Who is his father? And people will bless God's name because of the poor man's son. The rich man is remembered because of the buildings he donated to the yeshiva. And the poor man is remembered because his son is the one who is teaching Torah in the yeshiva." When Yaakov blessed Menashe and Ephraim, he blessed them with the eternal blessing, "Hamalach ha-goel oti mikol ra, yevarech et ha-ne'arim, vikare behem shemi." May the one who redeemed me from all hard times bless the lads and call in them my name. What does that mean, that Yaakov's name be called in them? The Shevet Mihuda answers that Yaakov was asking that his name live on through these children, not by having his name on buildings, but by the actions of his offspring. When Yaakov blessed Yosef, Vayibarech et Yosef, he blessed him by blessing his children, "Hamalach ha-goel oti mikol ra yevarech et ha-ne'arim." Because the greatest blessing you can give a person is to bless his children. because your sons are you after you are gone. Did you ever stop to ask yourself, what is the greatest thing you can give your children? I thought about this for a while. The secret to having a tranquil home, to having Shalom Bayit, and to effective, successful parenting is AAA. Your wife and kids need attention, affection, and appreciation from you. But most husbands and fathers confuse the AAA with another AAA. They think that what their family needs most from them is affordability, availability, and advice. And that is why most husbands and fathers feel that to be a good father or husband is an impossible task. But the second AAA is asked only when there is a lack in the first AAA. The first AAA is all your family really need from you. What did Yaakov leave for his children? He gave them the greatest blessing a father can give. He blessed each one and let each one know his strength and his weakness. He let them know that he knows each one has a unique neshama. And he believes that each one will go on to become the greatest that he can be. Vayabarach otam ish asher kibirchato barach otam. And he blessed them, each one, with the befitting blessing did he bless them. The Or HaChaim explains this to mean that each one of the children had his unique strengths, and Yaakov made sure that each one knew who he could be, and that Yaakov believed in him. Probably the greatest thing I can give my children is the knowledge and certainty that I believe in them, to let them know how great they are and how great God made them. Unfortunately, the way the world we live in conducts itself is a far cry from these ideas. The problem with the education system we have in our society is that the school system is outdated. The style of education parroting kids as factory-made one-size-fits-all is outdated. The old system builds factory workers and employees. Today's world and market is looking for more creativity and less workers. People need to feel today more than ever before that they have a unique identity. For example, one of my children happens to be an amazing storyteller. Unfortunately, the school system does not give a child an opportunity to develop such a skill. Quite the contrary. The child gets punished for telling stories in class and drawing attention. It turns out that one of the greatest skills one can have in life is storytelling. For marketing, bringing your brand to life, for teaching, for parenting, and for holding people's attention. It is the seemingly small traits that our children are blessed with that they need us to glorify and strengthen. If we bring those unique blessings that God gives us to light, we can do tremendous things in the world. Believe it or not, Steve Jobs' greatest life passion and skill was calligraphy. He knew more about design than he did about technology. And he used that passion to build the iPhone in such a way that we made the buttons on the screen look so good you'll want to lick them. It is up to us to notice the gifts God gives our children and to let our kids know how great they can be, to believe in them, because they are the only future we have.